CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
This is Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston and some of the best co-hosts and fascinating topics of consciousness available. Shift Happens with Chandler David Watson, Tracy McBurney's Incredible Energy Consciousness, Mikael Mears' Financial Consciousness, and nuclear physicist Thomas Campbell with Quantum Physics and Consciousness. It's an incredible mix of the best teachers on consciousness on every show. Call Intuitive Soul and Friends now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. It is the third Friday of the month. We have a new co-host. I'm very excited to have Stacy with us. Stacy Hall can be found on the web at stacyhallonline.com, or I know that you have a lovely site, which is Chi to Be. It just has hyphens in between it, so chi-2-b.com. And this is going to be an exciting show. We are going to talk about letting go of New Year's resolutions. So the first part of the show, we won't be taking callers, but we may take some callers later on in the show. So if you do want to get in queue, you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you so very much. It's a great experience to be able to co-host the show with you and launch it today and have it be something that will go on into the future. I'm very excited about it.
Me too.
And so thank you so much, Lori. I appreciate it very much. And I just one quick correction. You can reach me via email at stacy@stacyhallonline.com, and the website is chi-to-be.com.
If you do Stacy Online, though, or Stacy Hall Online, it just automatically
switches. Okay, wonderful. I've got a fabulous web manager who must have connected those together. Fabulous.
That's right. It's perfect. All right. So let's talk about, because I know everybody, turn of the year, they're all thinking about New Year's resolutions. And typically, well, hopefully not quite this early, but a lot of people by this time, they're already crossing them off their list because they already feel, you know, disappointed and frustrated with themselves, and they're feeling guilty and shameful, and they're not doing their New Year's resolutions. Let's talk about why we should not have New Year's resolutions.
Well, thank you for bringing this topic up, and it is one that is dearest to my heart because the statistics on people who break their New Year's resolutions within 1 or 2 weeks of setting them has not changed. Year after year after year, most people have broken their resolution within 24 hours. The remainder break them between 1 to 2 weeks. So if resolutions worked, that wouldn't be the case. And I always laugh because right around the beginning of the year, every news program or talk show talks about resolutions, right? How do you set them? How do you make sure that they stay set? How are you doing with them? And despite all of the conversation around resolutions, nothing ever changes. Mm-hmm. So instead of resolutions, I say let's stop resolving something, because that tells our brain to solve a problem. And the more we think that we have a problem, the lower our energy goes. Would you agree with that, Lori?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So focusing on a problem, who wants to focus on a problem? We want to avoid problems. Not most people want to fix a problem, but the more we tell ourselves we have a problem, the less effective we are at dealing with it. So what I ask folks to think about first is at the start of a year or at the start of a day, anytime during the year, think about what is it that you want to make sure you achieve while you're on this earth. You know, we only have this one life, or at least in this body, and what is it that will make this life worth having been lived for you? In other words, when it comes time to be the last day on earth and you look back over your life, what are you going to be the proudest you accomplished. Maybe it's raising my children to be happy and healthy and well-developed. Maybe it's I wrote a best-selling book. Maybe it's I created a nonprofit foundation. Maybe it's I got over my depression. Whatever it is doesn't matter to me. But knowing what the most important is, what I call a be-all, end-all goal, or a be-all for short. Yeah, so it's like keeping the eye on your be-all. Let's watch that ball constantly. Once we put that in our focus, then we can begin to see what are the smaller goals, what goals like stepping stones are going to get me to the accomplishment of that big one. So perhaps it is eating healthier or being a particular size or starting to write the first chapter of a book or making an appointment with a physician to find out how to resolve a medical condition or exploring alternative methods for that condition. Or maybe it's simply making sure I get up every morning with a smile on my face and drive my kids to school and pick them up at the end of the day so that they know I love them and I'm ensured they're getting a great education towards raising them as happy, healthy, and well-adjusted kids. Mm-hmm. There are lots of smaller goals that will help us achieve the big one. Right. And so those aren't problems. Those are what we intend to do. So let's just stay focused on what we intend to do and forget resolving an issue. So does that make sense, Lori?
You know, actually, Stacey, I love how you've rephrased it because I think, you know, most of the time we're thinking about all the problems in our lives and we think, okay, so if this is a problem, then what can I do to change that problem? And we're always focusing on the problem, but the way you've sort of rephrased it by looking at what do you want to achieve, you know, either from a soul level or from a, you know, physical, mental, spiritual, you know, whatever it is that you want to achieve, that at the end of your life, what is it that you want to, you know, what is it that you want to be known for or, you know, have created within your life, and it making it a much more positive experience instead of, again, looking at all the things that we need to change to fix us, which I think is, you know, one of our biggest hurdles that we keep trying to do all of these things instead of be from the perspective of, you know, creativity and courage and love and compassion. It's, you know, we tend to focus outside of ourselves. So this is a wonderful way to sort of completely rephrase what you're doing. And I love it because, you know, definitely we all want to live long, healthy lives. So when we, you know, one of the number one New Year's resolutions, of course, is looking at your weight and, you know, wanting to, you know, lose weight, or that always is one of them. But if you rephrase it to, you know, living a healthy, long life, and what are the things, the goals that you want to achieve to get to that, then it totally rephrases it and puts it in a very positive light.
Absolutely. And I love the way that you brought that focus in about the rephrasing. And some people will say, well, Stacey, aren't you just playing games with words? I mean, I hear that all the time. Or affirmations, what you're really talking about is affirmations, and affirmations don't work for me, you know, perhaps. I want to be clear. There are many books that have been written on studies that have been done about what we say to each other and how it has, what we say to each other, what we say to ourselves. Let me back up to there. And what it does to our energy. Because at the bottom line, we may have skin and bones and we may have thoughts, but what we really are is a mass of energy. Each body is energy. The degree to which my energy is pumped up and energized and powerful is the degree to which I can be productive. The degree to which my energy is depressed is the degree to which I feel lazy, tired, frustrated, upset, unable to be productive. And these are scientific studies that I'm talking about, not woo-woo concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So words have the ability to depress us or lift us. We're so used to thinking about what other people say to us and how that makes us feel that most people don't become conscious of the statements they're saying to themselves all throughout the day. You know, if they make a mistake on the computer, oh, I'm so stupid.
Right.
Or if they forget an appointment, oh, I'm losing my mind. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But Lori, you know people who say this to themselves, right?
We all do. I mean, that's the whole thing. That's why it's so brilliant because, you know, rephrasing is a completely different thing than just changing our words and doing affirmations, because rephrasing allows us, you know, it's kind of like bringing gratitude in. It shifts the energy of what you're thinking about, because if you're always thinking about the problem, as you spoke in the beginning, then that's where our energy goes to. So it completely depletes us instead of energizes us. But if we think about, see, one of our soul's prime agenda is to lead a healthy life. And so by phrasing it that way, it completely is in alignment with what our soul, our body, our mind wants us to achieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's not just an affirmation.
No.
It is a statement of, I am working on doing X. This is what I'm working on to accomplish, rather than this is, as you said earlier, fixing. There's nothing to fix. We're perfect the way we are. But each of us has a desire to keep improving. That's what life is available to us for. To keep expanding, to keep improving, to keep exploring, to keep discovering from a place of we're already perfect. That's it.
Yeah.
So nothing to fix. Just more fun to have, more goals to achieve, more abundance to experience. So that's why, going back to the original topic, I throw out resolutions, and instead, as I talk about in my book, Chi to Be, I talk about let's schedule for success.
Nice.
So saying that I intend to eat healthier, that's lovely. That's good. It's positive. But what am I going to do about it? The only thing I can do about it once I think about it is, well, there's a couple things. I could go straight to the refrigerator and eat something healthy, but maybe there's nothing in the refrigerator to eat that's really healthy.
Mm.
What I want to do then is look at my calendar and decide what is the priority for eating healthier. Because at the start of a year, we may have to start moving things around on our calendar in order to make space for what's really important. So if we're keeping our eye on our be-all, and eating healthier is a big part of that, then I have to make time to go to the store and get the healthy food. And then I have to make time on my calendar to cook the healthy food. And I have to make time on my calendar to eat the healthy food. And what I've found through all the years of coaching people is the most important goals that we set for our own self are usually the goals that don't get on the calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the goals that we think to our head, it put in our heads and go, okay, I got to get to the grocery store. Like, that's not important enough to put on the calendar.
Right.
And then what do we wind up doing? We wind up squeezing in, going to the grocery store, usually on the way home from a meeting or from work or from picking up the kids. We've got 2 seconds to run in and out of the store. We're in the mindset of, I got to get something quick. Well, things that are quick are usually not the healthiest items in the store. And so there we are, buying a prepared dinner full of lots of toxins and petrochemicals because it's quick, because we didn't schedule time to go to the grocery store. And we say to ourselves, if we're not beating ourselves up, we say to ourselves, okay, next time I got to remember to go to the grocery store earlier. No, you don't have to remember anything. If you write it on your calendar, the time will be there. So when someone says, can you do this or can you do that, you look at your calendar and go, nope, I already have an appointment. So it's about scheduling appointments with ourselves, for ourselves, to achieve the goals we intend to achieve, rather than squeezing them in at the last minute.
Okay, so we need to go to our first break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul Friends. We have Stacy Hall with us today, and Stacy is going to be our new co-host on Fridays. So every third Friday, you will hear from Stacy. Her website is she2be, so it's chi-2-b.com. Very excited to have you with us, and we will be right back. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Stacy Hall with us today. Stacy can be found on the web at she2b, so chi-2-b.com. And we're talking about how we need to let go of New Year's resolutions because they are making us focus on the problem and not allowing us to be in the right frame of mind and just taking us into a place of discouragement instead of how to create success and shift into that place of creation. So welcome back, Stacy. Let's talk more about so we talked about the health because that seems to be one that a lot of people go to, especially around Christmas after the holidays. They've eaten too much. They start talking about health. And you already talked about, you know, the important steps of what that means and how to, you know, to include it as on your calendar. And I mean, to really put it in your mind so that it's not, you know, it's not the last minute, I'm hungry and I'm going out and, you know, you'll just grab whatever you want. So how to really make it an emphasis. But there's so much with health. There's, you know, exercise. There's stop smoking. There's, you know, maybe limit the drinking. There may be, you know, moving from a meat diet to a vegetarian or a vegan. I mean, there's so many things that in the health component that we're always sort of listing as the things we need to fix about ourselves. So I think it's one of the bigger focuses that we tend to have.
I agree with you 100%. And I loved what you said about creating. We're in the space of creating. And that's what I would love for all our listeners just to think about, rather than the fixing, is what am I creating my life to be? If I could wave a magic wand and have it be that way right now, what would it look like? And then begin to identify those particular areas of your life and what would it take for you to get there. In other words, each one of the steps. And sometimes that can feel very overwhelming. You know, people are already in overwhelm in the world today. There's so much coming at us. So sometimes all we want is just to be able to take a big, deep breath and clear space in our minds. So, Lori, that's what I'd like to give everybody an opportunity to just clear a big old space in their mind right now before we do anything else.
Perfect.
And one of the ways I like to invite people to do this is imagine that you're looking out, you have a home, and that home sits on an acre of land. But that acre of land hasn't quite been developed yet. It's just land. So look out onto the land. And then start to imagine what you would put on the land. Maybe you'd have a flower garden and a fruit orchard and a pool and a dog run and playground equipment for the kids. And a patio with patio furniture. Maybe that would be what you have. Maybe you'd have something else. Lots of different things on that acre of land. Our lives are just like that acre of land. There's so much we want to put on that land. And eventually, it'll all be there. It's not likely that we would bring in all the crews to create the flower garden, the playground area, the patio, the pool, the orchard, all at the same time, right? Can you imagine the chaos that would be happening out there on that plot of land if all the crews came in to work at the same time? It would just be one big hole that we'd be left with by the end of the day. So is it any wonder that when we are imagining the fulfillment of what we intend to achieve in our lives, and we're doing our best to imagine them all happening and being completed at the same time, that we wind up feeling like an explosion's gone off in our heads and we're overwhelmed again? It's to be completely expected. It's too much, too much, too much, too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I encourage people, when you're focusing on your be-all, is decide what are the top three goals you're going to work on just this month.
Mm.
So in this month, we're recording the show in January, what are the three goals that are most important to you to get done or get started in the month of January? And for each one of those goals, identify activities you're going to do. Now, those activities, some of them might be to sit and pray daily. Some of them might be to actually make phone calls or to make a plan for accomplishing the goal or to have meetings with people or to pick up the kids or to get a massage or to go to the grocery store. There's going to be activities that are going to take time to do. And so here comes that calendar back in to capture when you're going to do the activities for that first goal. And once all those activities are on the calendar, then you turn to the second goal. Okay, what's my second goal? What do I want to accomplish or get started this month? Think about everything it's going to take to get done in the month of January. And then find time on your calendar to put those activities in. And next comes your third most important goal, and you do the same thing for that one. By the time you've put your activities for those goals on, your calendar for January is going to be pretty full. Right, Lori?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And isn't that fabulous? Because it means you've filled up the time doing things you really want to do.
Right.
The only challenge is when my clients do that, and then they come to me and they say, but Stacy, I'm not going to have time to do X. And I'll say, okay, is X more important to you than the three goals you've already put on your calendar? And she or he will say, no. I said, right, because if it was, it would already be on your calendar. She said, but I have to get this done. Why? Why do you have to get it done in January? And sometimes in asking themselves that question, the answer is, you know what? I really don't. I just told myself I did. Okay, good. Release it. Make a list and put it on the list for February. Or sometimes what happens is they say to me, well, actually, it really is very important. It may not be more important than the first three, but it's really important. And I have to do it in January for me. I want to do it in January. I'll say, okay, great. Then which of the intentional activities you've already got on your calendar towards one of the other goals are you going to move over to February?
Hmm.
It becomes a choice, a series of choices we make rather than things we have to do. These have to do's put us in victim mode, Lori, in my opinion. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you describe it?
Well, I mean, victim is you feeling like you have no choice. Everything is being dictated to you. So if you feel you have no choice, then you're set up against a wall instead of allowing yourself to see that we always have choices. And the choices may make us feel uncomfortable, but there are choices, and we can also choose how to respond to those choices. So, you know, if you can see that everything is a choice, instead of feeling like you're set up against a wall or, you're in a victim place because you don't feel you have a choice, then, again, it's about rephrasing.
It's rephrasing with the intent to boost our energy. There has to be an intent for doing it. Otherwise, it's just, well, Stacy said so.
Yes. Let's talk about intention when we come back from our next break. We're going to go to break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Stacey Hall from Chi to Be and Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. When we come back, if you have some questions and want to call in, this would be a great time to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Today we have Stacey Hall with us, which is our new co-host, which will be filling in the Friday slot every third Friday. So Stacey can be found on the web at chi2be.com. It's the book that she wrote, and it's chi-2-b.com. We're excited to have you. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions and how we shouldn't make New Year's resolutions because it focuses on the problem. Right before the break, we were sort of talking about intention, which I want to continue with. But if people have some questions and want to have some coaching, this would be an excellent time to call in. If you have created your list of New Year's resolutions and you want some help with it, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-SOUL. 1-800-795-7685. You can also send us an instant feedback. Be really clear, if you do send an instant feedback, what it is that you're wanting some coaching on, so that Stacy and I can assist you with that. All right, let's talk about intention, because I think that is one of the prime things we need to do when we're trying to focus our energy.
Absolutely. Well, intention is everything for me. Anybody who knows me will be laughing right now that you brought that word up, because it's everything. And yeah, for me, it's the distinction between what makes a goal and what makes a dream a dream. Dreams and wishes are like waiting for a fairy godmother to grant, right? And most people treat their goals, in my experience, like dreams and wishes. Wouldn't it be nice if something happened? Wouldn't it be great if I could write a book? But when we add the power of intention, not just attention, but intention to it, what happens is the I mean, this is kind of silly, but the I goes into it. It's like, what can I do to make that happen?
Right.
And here we go. We start thinking now, okay, what can I do? What can I do? And the more we say, what can I do, the more ideas we get. And then it becomes that calendar, always coming back to scheduling for success. Once I get the idea, the next question is, okay, when will I do it? When am I going to put that on my calendar to accomplish it? So for example, just this weekend, Lori, I'm going to tell one on myself. I had the opportunity to meet a very well-known in the world futurist named Dan Burris. Don't know if you're familiar with him there in Canada, but he's written two best-selling books, and he's advisor to major companies and to governments. And I had the opportunity to hear him this weekend and to meet him. Nice. And when he heard that my mission is to save the lives of people who are stressed to the snapping point, his first comment to me was, you need to get to China. All those companies in China need you, because that's what they're dealing with right now, is employees who are stressed to the snapping point because they've never put attention on dealing with their employees and taking care of them. The minute he said it, it was one of those where I got weak in the knees, because I'd actually been listening to NPR over the last few months, and I knew he was right. I mean, I've heard these stories, and I've been saying, how do I get to China? What am I supposed to be doing? Is there something for me to do? And this man doesn't know me. All he hears is this one sentence, and he's like, you got to get to China. Instead of going, oh, well, that can't happen, or I don't know anybody in China, or what am I supposed to do, I immediately went to what I just invited everyone else to do as well. I said, okay, what can I do to get known in China and make a difference? That's what I asked my brain to start thinking about. What can I do? The first thing that came up was find out who you know who knows people in China. So there is a method to my madness for bringing it up here on the show, because you might know people who are listening in. But I didn't wait for the show. This was last Saturday. Every day, anybody I talk to, I ask them. And I have it on my calendar as an activity to remember to ask the people I'm communicating with, do they know anyone in China? And then I'm getting the list of people, and I'm prioritizing based upon how committed or how connected they are, and then I'm putting time on my calendar to make phone calls to these people or send messages on Facebook or LinkedIn to these people. So in less than a week, I'm already in action on this huge goal. And this is like the biggest thing I would have accomplished up to now, and I've accomplished some pretty big stuff. So I'm just curious, Lori, if that makes sense as to how we put intention into a goal to turn it into a real goal rather than a dream or a wish.
Right. And I think what I really like about what you said is that, you know, you weren't trying to control everything. It's not like you were trying to sit down and, you know, think about how you were going to get yourself there. You were putting it out and you were contacting people and putting out the intention to the universe and to your friends and to your family that if there's somebody that knows how you can get there, then, you know, this is how you want to start. And I think that that's so important because a lot of times we're trying to control everything in our lives and we're always, you know, we need it to look the way we want it to look. And so we get caught up in that. And then when it doesn't work, you know, we get, you know, we're so attached to how it has to look that we can't see all the opportunities that are around us and the you know, the ways and infinite possibilities that we can create what we want without having to, you know, absolutely know how it's going to happen and actually be in control of how it happens. So I love the way you sort of let it go, knowing that this was important, but yet, you know, still creating some actions around it so that it wasn't you just trying to control it and telling the universe it has to happen in this specific way.
Well, let's bring it back to Intuitive Soul and the whole purpose of the show and why I was so honored to be asked to be a co-host with you here. What gets in the way of intention every single time, I don't think there will be anything I could say that would be more important than this today. What gets in the way of intention is the phrase, I don't know. Okay? You just had a reaction to that. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I ask people, they'll tell me they want to do something, and I'll say, okay, so go into yourself, tap into your own intuition, connect with your highest being and divine source as well, whatever you call that, and ask the question, how can I? 9 times out of 10, immediately, before they've even given themselves enough time to ask the question, they immediately respond to me, I don't know.
Mm.
And I'll say, do you know what? The more you tell yourself you don't know, the more you won't know. Because our intuition responds to what we tell it to do. And our mind will shut down if we tell it, I don't know. And it won't hear the whisperings of our intuitive soul. So I stopped doing that a long time ago. If something is really big, and I've never done it before, I've trained myself to stop saying, I don't know, and instead go drop down, get centered, go into my intuitive self where I know that I have access to all information, and I'll say, okay, how am I supposed to get to China? What's my first step? I call these noble questions. And I'm going to offer to our listeners a special bonus. I didn't know I was going to do this, Lori, otherwise I would have told you. It's just in the moment it feels right to do it. I'm soon going to be releasing the mastery series of my audio coaching program. The basic series is out. I'm going to release the mastery series shortly this year.
Nice.
One of those half-hour segments, there'll be 12, but one is on noble questions and how to ask them of our intuitive self. Nice. I will make that available for free to anyone who writes to me at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at StaceyHallOnline.com. Stacey at StaceyHallOnline.com. You'll get the advanced version of the Noble Questions audio coaching program. But right here, I will tell you that noble questions are questions that we ask of our intuitive self that are how, what, when, where, and with whom questions.
Nice.
And you'll notice I didn't put why in there, and I'll explain why in a moment. How, what, when, where, and with whom. So, how am I supposed to make a connection to China? What is my next best step to take to get me to China? When am I supposed to take this step? Where will it be important for me to be to meet people who can connect me with China? With whom am I supposed to ask the question to get me to China? So Those are all questions that if I sit now quietly with it, I'll get the answer. For your listeners, maybe the question is, how can I raise my children to be the best individuals they can be? How? What is my next best step to raise my children to be happy, healthy, and the best developed children they can be? When am I supposed to take this action? Where is this supposed to happen? With whom am I supposed to get and receive support?
Mm.
Can apply these questions to any goal we intend to achieve.
Nice.
The reason we don't do why is it would be redundant, actually, because why looks back at, well, why did I do that? Or why would it be important to do that? We've already decided it's important. We don't need to go to the past. We want to keep moving with intention towards the future of fulfillment of the goal.
Perfect. We're going to go to our next and our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Stacey Hall. She can be found on the web at CHI2B, so CHI-2-B.com, or you can go to Stacey Hall, so Stacey, Stacey, Hall, online.com, and it will revert over to her CHI2B site. You're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. NewSkyRadio.com. Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back to The Food of Soul and Friends, and we have Stacey Hall with us today. Stacey will be with us as a co-host for the third Friday of the month, so the next show she will be with us is the 15th of February. And let's talk. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions, but let's talk a little bit. You wrote a book called Chi to Be. Let's talk about that. Let's also talk about what chi is. I know everybody really understands the energy if you're listening, but so that people know what to expect from our show.
Well, wonderful. Well, what I was excited about is that Chi to Be is what your show is all about.
Yeah.
And people have said to me, Stacey, why did you call it Chi to Be? A lot of people don't know what chi is. And I said, great. And that gives me an opportunity to teach what it is. Because there's a whole part of the world that knows exactly what it is. Chi is energy. That's the word that in Eastern philosophy is used. And sometimes it's spelled Q-I instead of C-H-I. It, more and more people are becoming aware of just how important our personal energy is in our ability to interact with ourselves and with other people and to be successful. So I love being asked what chi to be means, and it means having the energy to be whatever it is we intend to be. And for those who don't know, it's not like I've known this all my life. I had to be taught it in a very difficult and challenging way. Mm. I had a very successful first book. It taught people how to tap into the law of attraction. I was really, really good at doing that. I attracted a lot of attention, a lot of money, a lot of requests for my time. What I was not good at was knowing how to schedule for success, how to be in relationship with other people and make requests for support. I did not know how to stop beating myself up and shitting on myself. And I ran myself into the ground.
Mm.
Pure and simple. I had adrenal failure. And I could not lift my head up off of my bed for many months. And for 2 years and 3 months, I couldn't stay out of bed for longer than an hour or two at a time.
Wow.
And a lot of it, and now I was seeing professionals during that time, and I got a little bit of help, but I wasn't making much progress. And the reason I wasn't making much progress is because I kept asking why. Pure and simple. That was it. Every day I would pray and ask God, why did this happen to me? I was being a good person. Why? Until I was sick of asking the question because I wasn't getting answers. Short story is, I got mad at God. And I just said, you know what, I'm sick of this. I am doing my best to get myself out of this bed. You're not giving me answers. I don't get it. And what came through, I'm not sure this was my intuition, Lori, because, I mean, if it was, why didn't it show up earlier than that? Or maybe it was. Maybe I just finally decided I really wanted an answer. But I heard a voice that said, stop asking why and start asking different questions.
Mm.
And I have to tell you that I wasn't pleased with that answer. if I'm allowed to say it, it pissed me off some more. Like, great, now I'm getting riddles, okay? Like, this is not fair. But I didn't get anything else. So I said, okay, if that's my guidance, let's see what happens when I start asking different questions. And that's how I discovered if I asked a how question, if I asked a when question, if I asked a where question, I got answers. Either they came through me, through my own intuition and my mind, I remembered things that I knew, or out of the blue, information would come to me. Maybe I'd be listening to the radio, and there would be something that was a direct answer to the question. Or I'd be talking to a friend, and they'd have an answer for me that they never had before. And that's how I got myself out of bed. I just kept asking these questions, and answers came in various ways. I was introduced to pure essential oils. They helped me immediately. I was introduced to people who had wisdom to share that I talk about in the book. I remembered wisdom that I had previously had that I had stopped using. So that's what She to Be in the book is all about. 11 ways that I personally got myself out of bed and have stayed out of bed and have more success now than I had even before.
Nice.
And that's what I would like for all your listeners, to not be overwhelmed. Instead, to know that there are answers to every challenge you're facing right now.
And stop asking why and just, you know, get into that silent place and ask different questions other than why.
Right. So again, I'm offering that audio series that isn't available in stores yet. So you
Lovely.
Can't even buy it. So that makes it priceless at the moment.
That's right.
To just email me at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at Stacey Hall, H-A-L-L, online.com. Or you can also email, if it's easier, Stacey at chi-2-b.com.
Nice. So 2 as in T-O and B as in B-E. But
yes exactly.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Or you can contact me, Lori at intuitivesoul.com, and I will forward it over to Stacey. So either way, we will get you that incredible offer, which is lovely. Okay, so this has been great first opportunity to meet with Stacey Hall. I do love the fact that it is a coaching show, and I do think that there are a lot of people that will start contacting us as they understand who you are and what you can offer. And I'm looking forward to, you know, to really delving into some of the issues that you think. But this show on, you know, New Year's resolutions has been ideal, because it's definitely something we've needed to sort of let go of and stop trying to fix and change and to really get into that mode of creation. And I think Stacey has offered us some great opportunities, as well as take advantage of her specials. So email her. And we will all look forward to our next show, which is in February. So thank you very much, Stacey.
Lori, thank you so very much, and thanks to your listeners. And it truly is my intention that everybody got some value today.
Absolutely. So you've been listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. Again, Stacey will be back with us on Friday, the 15th of February. And you've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.